This is an explicit podcast meant for those over the age of 18. Welcome to Front Porch Swingers, Chronicles of an Unlikely Couple, where we will share our swinger escapades, the good, the bad, the sexy, and the not so sexy.
Enjoy the show, everybody.
Hey everyone, welcome to Front Porch Swingers. I'm Brenna.
I'm Brian.
We are very excited for this episode because we have been talking about it for a long time. You guys have sent us some amazing things that we are so excited to be sharing on the podcast today. Questions, comments, sexy stories.
Sexy stories.
But we're going to give some announcements first and then we'll get to all of your awesome stuff. First of all, hope everyone had an awesome holiday. We released this. We always do Monday nights. Yeah. And we had some major technical difficulties in our hotel.
Yeah, we were out of town with family, and unfortunately, technically, things went awry.
Yes, so we missed our first Monday.
We're a couple days behind.
We did not want to just, you know, blow this episode off because it's important to us, and we hope it's important to you guys, too. So thanks for being flexible along with us on this one. Yeah. We kind of had a moment of sheer panic.
And holidays are a bitch.
They are. They're frustrating sometimes.
We had a great time, but...
We hope all of you had a very lovely time with your loved ones, and happy holidays.
Yeah.
First, our partner, Cassidy.
Absolutely. Cassidy is our number one partner.
Yes. Cassidy is so good to us, and they have been even before they were our partners in terms of us using the website to be able to meet swinger friends in our area. Cassidy.com is a place that you can go, log in, create a profile, check out sexy swinger friends in your area, as well as all of the swinger lifestyle events happening. If you want to go to the resorts, there's all sorts of things, you know, crazy awesome events happening that you'll get emails about.
Yeah, the Cassidy calendar is awesome.
It's fantastic. Plus, we have a community page, Front Porch Swingers.
Yes, we do.
And you can find out where we're traveling to and all of the things we're doing. Plus, we have some badass fans that like post their asses on our community page.
It's super awesome. We got some great backstage passes too.
Oh my God. Some of them are so hot.
Yeah, we got some good stuff.
We have some really hot listeners.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like the hottest, quite possibly. Sure. So sure. Keep that coming because we love perving on all you hotties on Cassidy. And if you're not already on Cassidy, you can go to our website, frontporchswingers.com. We have two Cassidy banners that you can click on, and doing so will get you 30 free days of all of the paid services of Cassidy. Cassidy's not a free website. We've had a couple of people reach out like, wait, you have to pay?
Yes, you do, and you want to, and you should. There's no value in free.
No, free sucks. And it's not expensive, especially considering what you get for it. There is so much that you can do on Cassidy. It's well worth the money. But use one of the banners on our page and get the 30 free days and check it out for yourself to make sure it's worth your money.
Yeah, listen, we've gotten hit up like personally by some amazing people. We've met some very cool people and are meeting some very cool people 100% due to them reaching out to us on Cassidy. Like in the next 2 weeks, we have so many like people we're meeting in the next 2 weeks. It's crazy.
We have so many swinger dates all off of Cassidy, every single one of them.
Yeah, couples and singles.
Yes. So check that out. Couple of upcoming episodes. Our next episode is going to be Derek number 2. So those of you who have not listened to our latest single guy episode, I have a new playmate who we are calling Derek. That's not his real name. But Derek and I have had some really fun times. This second part of this installment is going to be very BDSM themed because Derek is a sub. Or a switch, I guess, but with me, he's definitely taken on a submissive role, and holy fuck, it's going to be so much fun.
Yeah, he's really kind of fallen into this thing with you and has just allowed you to take control, and it's put you in a very different space.
Oh, my headspace with him is like completely different. I feel like a badass bitch, and I'm in love with it, and I'm so excited to talk about not only the details, but also just how this whole thing has kind of transpired, because...
Yeah, it's evolving.
It's really fun, and I cannot wait to share it with you guys.
It's very cool.
So that will be next week, and then very shortly after that, we have recently done an interview that we will release with a pretty big... podcaster in the sexuality space. He's a poly guy. He's definitely played with swingers and kind of dabbled in that world. But we've also been reached out to by some people that consider themselves polyamorous or are interested in kind of delving into that world. And we are not poly, and so we don't know how to, you know, speak to that with a ton of education behind it at this point. So we wanted to bring on someone that really knows his shit. Plus, he's just a really fun, cool guy that we were really excited to talk to. I may or may not, you know, totally want to fuck him.
Yeah, it's, you know, we were super excited about having him because he really is a big deal in that poly, really in the sexuality space.
Yeah.
That's really, he's really, I mean, he's got a phenomenal following and we were super excited to have him. He was thrilled to be talking to us and we were really excited about that. And you really want to fuck him, which is great. You guys are flirting. We're trying to have an interview where I'm like, well, fuck it. Let's just make this happen. This is crazy.
No, so we get done with the interview and Brian says, oh, by the way, because we found out we're going to be in Vegas at the same time as him.
Well, yeah, we're going
to
be.
And Brian just happens to throw it out there casually as if he's like, offering the guy a fucking, you know, beer or something. Hey, if you want to fuck my girl while we're in Vegas, I mean, you totally can.
Yeah, I mean, we're all there together. And as it turns out, he's there with us during the AVN Awards convention.
Not only that, but he's staying at the hotel where we will be doing our meet and greet on Friday the 25th. So,
Oh, yeah, that's right. Friday the 25th, meet and greet in Vegas. Come see us.
Yes. So we're going to be at the Alexis Park Hotel, which is the same hotel that is hosting the Perfect LV party. The Perfect LV party is like a 4-day huge takeover and you can go to all 4 days of it. We will be there on the 25th. You can kind of pick and choose your days as well. So if you are in Vegas on the 25th, we definitely recommend the Perfect LV party. We have a link on our website that you can use to purchase tickets. But we're also going to be doing a meet and greet in the restaurant of the Alexis Park Hotel. I think we're also probably going to do some podcasting, right? Some
for sure.
We're remote podcasting.
Yeah.
And so that will be really fun. If you guys want to be on the podcast or if you want to come talk to us and give us some awesome clips to use, we would super appreciate it. Plus, we just really want to meet some cool people. So 7 p.m., if you're staying at the Alexis Park, give us 10 minutes of your time. We would love you for it. Plus, we just want to meet all you badasses.
Yeah, and we do have some people coming from multiple states to come see us during this event, which is very, very cool.
Yeah.
And you'll be able to get the opportunity to meet the gentleman we're talking about that we had this interview with, who Brenna will most likely fuck because she's super attracted to him.
Hopefully. He has not committed to the meet and greet.
Has not, but he will be. We know he's in
Vegas. I think if I get my tits out, we'll be able to convince
him. Yeah, it's like the bat signal. You pop your tits out, he's going
to
show up. But he's an awesome guy. We had a great conversation with him. That interview was awesome. That episode's going to be a lot of fun.
I'm so excited to release that.
Yeah,
so
I can't wait.
Really fun things coming for us. Plus, we have multiple dates that we have either just had or will have very shortly.
Yeah, we're trying to compile all this information. We just had our first repeat couple date. We just played with a couple that we played with once before. It's the first time we've played with a couple more than once.
Yeah.
And they're awesome.
That was a first time for us too. We're not going to give details on that yet because we don't want to spoil anything, but that one will be very interesting for multiple reasons. So we're really excited to talk about that. And we have a New Year's Eve date and we have friends coming into town that are also podcast listeners.
This weekend's going to be a great time. We got like four sexy days like in a row. It's going to be very hot stuff.
Yeah. We have been really slutty lately. Let me tell you.
Yeah. Just throwing it all over. Just slinging it around. Really.
Don't
really
say that.
Just
that's
slinging it
true.
Around. It totally is true. It totally is
that's
true.
That's awesome. You know, there's worse things than to be slutty.
I guess.
Yeah, way worse.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, we're fun.
Like, boring would be totally worse.
Yeah, I would be fun and slutty over boring and not slutty any day.
Yeah, 100%.
We just don't have it in us.
No. But what we do have today are some very cool stories. Some sexy, some really, you know, some funny, some inquisitive kind of questions. And you know, I don't know if there were concerns necessarily, but definitely some people sending us some stuff where they were interested in knowing, you know, how we got started or, you know, whatever the case may be. Really trying to delve into the lifestyle and getting a different perspective. And we are really appreciative that, first of all, you even trust us to answer these questions.
Yeah. Yes. And we will also throw out there, we are not experts. We are going to attempt to answer some questions, and we tried to choose some questions that it seemed like we were being asked over and over again, just so that we can, you know, make sure that we're giving you guys information that you want from us. But we are in no way, you know, we're not licensed, you know, experts in.
Well, first
in
of all,
anything.
I don't even know what that means for most part. We're experts.
Usually,
in
that's
what we
bullshit.
Do. Yeah, I mean. We have a lot of sex with different couples and fun people, and we can tell you all about that and how it affects us and how we play in the lifestyle and how our relationship is affected by it. That's as expert as you're going to get. Practical experience, I think. If you don't have practical experience, I don't really give a shit what license you've got. You can't learn what we have learned from a book.
That's so true.
Not a
chance. But yeah, thank you guys for sending everything in. I am so excited to delve into this. So we're going to get started first with a listener question. And they changed their names for us, which I love.
Yeah, thank you so much. So when you guys send us information, if you want us to use certain names, send them to us. Let us know. Otherwise, we're going to change them anyway for anonymity purposes. But yeah, some folks are very, like, they have like names they want to use, which is very cool.
Yeah, so none of the names that we're using today are real names out of respect for you guys. So the first question is, hey there. Miss Plush Pocket and I have been enjoying listening to your podcast on our Christmas road trip, and you've inspired us to take some videos of our encounters. Super hot. We can't wait to hear more stories from you, hopefully with more BDSM content. Coincidence. There aren't any podcasts that tell stories of BDSM scenes. Would you care to share how you two met? I met Miss Pocket before online dating was a thing, so we don't have any experience on how that works, let alone how age gap couples like yourselves meet. How did the unlikely couple, as you describe yourselves, come together? Regards, Mr. Q.
Which is an awesome question. And we have actually talked about this to some degree.
Well, it was like our first intro episode where we talked about this. So it's been a long time, but
yeah, it is. But really, thank you for asking that cool question and really touching on the BDSM piece, which, as you alluded to earlier, there we will be talking a little bit more about.
Yeah, because apparently I'm a badass dom and you guys are going to hear all about it very shortly.
Yes, you are. And we do play in that world. We enjoy it. And we haven't really talked a lot about it, although there is a lot of crossover into the swinger lifestyle. I just don't think a lot of people realize it. A lot of people in the swinger lifestyle don't realize it. And for that matter, a lot of people in the BDSM world don't realize it.
No.
But there is a very distinct crossover, which we're going to start talking about more as we take on different partners and different things as we move forward. We've got some very cool things coming up.
Well, the couple that we're going to meet this weekend is a BDSM couple.
They
switch with each other all the time. They sent us some amazing pictures with some really nice rope work.
Yeah, really, really very intricate rope work.
So to answer that question, you will absolutely hear more about our BDSM scenes and experiences, and we're very excited to do that. In terms of how we met, like we said, we talked about it on the very first episode, and we're going to be talking about it on this episode with this awesome podcaster we have coming up.
Yes.
But we met on Craigslist Casual Encounters.
Yes, we did. Rest in peace, Craigslist Casual Encounters.
We really miss it because it was a great place to be slutty and meet other slutty people. Yeah. But basically, I was just getting out of a very vanilla, boring ass relationship, and I could not do it again. And I got a little tipsy one night with a friend, and she talked me into posting on Craigslist. And I was like, what? I'm not doing that.
Right.
Like, who does that? Nobody actually does that. She's like, no, like a lot of people do that. So I did. I posted on Casual Encounters and I said exactly what I wanted. I don't even remember what my ad said.
I don't recall either. It was very clear that vanilla was out of the question. You made that very clear.
Yes. Yeah. I was completely over that. I couldn't do it. I made it pretty obvious that I needed somebody with a more dominant personality. I needed someone who could kind of take control of me in the bedroom, because at that point, that's all I thought this was going to be, was like, correct, you know, a quick hookup thing.
Right.
And obviously it turned into so much more than that.
Yeah. But first time you were in kind of a tipsy mode, you logged on, put it out there, and I answered it. I was one of a couple of hundred people.
200 people probably responded, and I would say out of those 200, about 5 were like, I could probably hang out with this person. And you were one of those people. You were very eloquent, and even though you were answering like a sex ad, you were very respectful. You weren't like, hey, baby, come over here and get on your knees for me or anything like that.
We talk about it all the time. You know, these single guys, they send these one-liners, you know, in response, or, you know, come suck my throbbing cock. That guy, I mean, what the fuck is that? You're a single guy. I mean, you know, make a little effort.
Yeah, you know, so have something interesting to say. And you definitely did.
Well, and read the ad. Read the entire ad.
Yeah, for sure. And as far as the age gap thing goes, I mean, I have always been attracted to older men, so that was really no issue for me. What was the 20-year thing? I mean, was that a problem for you at all?
I really didn't even give it a thought. I just read your ad, and I thought it was really well written, and it was clear that you knew what you wanted, and really, more importantly, what you didn't want. And that's kind of what really drew me to it. So I never even gave the age thing even a second question about it.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously you other people out there can't meet the same way we did because it's gone. However, we have learned recently that Reddit is becoming a huge place for this.
Yeah, we didn't know that. And what's interesting, we'll have to get into it more. We're not going to do it on this episode, but Brenna had the opportunity to do something very cool with the gentleman that we interviewed, actually for him, really.
So, I am trying to find a woman to go have a casual encounter with him in New York City.
Yeah.
Which is like fucking weird and awesome. And I'm really excited to talk about it if and when it happens. But yeah, I'm doing it on Reddit, which is I didn't know it was a thing. And maybe some of you don't either. But if you're looking for hookups, apparently that is now the place to go.
Yeah, we had no idea. And we should say this gentleman doesn't have any problem finding hookups. This is a unique scenario that he and Brenna put together. Which is going to be a lot of fun. She basically, she put the ad out there. She's going to be doing the interviewing, essentially. And inevitably choosing the gal that he gets to play with. And then she will talk to her and get all the juicy details.
Yeah, I want to know if he's any good before, like, you know, I potentially have sex with him. So,
which is amazing.
So it's really fun. I'm just so excited to make this happen. But, yeah. Yeah, that's how we met. And thank you guys so much for that awesome question. We are going to move on to a listener comment. This one was nice. They said, we wanted to send a note and let you know how much we like your podcast. We've been playing in the lifestyle for a couple of years, and so many of your stories ring so true to us. What a crazy, sexy, fun experience our journey has been, but it sometimes feels like we're on an island by ourselves where we are from. It is not something we can advertise, so it is so great to meet, support, and listen to people who share our desire to live life the way we do. Keep up the great work and we will continue listening. Super appreciate that. And you're absolutely right. Especially, I mean, we've talked about it many times at this point, but we live in a rural area. We don't live 5 minutes from a swingers club. And yeah, sometimes you feel like freaks in this environment and that fucking sucks. And that's part of the reason we wanted to do this podcast anyway. Like, yeah. We don't want to be the weirdos just because we like having sex with other people and are honest about it. Because the truth is, the majority of people out there enjoy having sex with other people and they're not honest about it.
No. And what's interesting, we, as we've gone on and we've now, you know, we've been playing in this world for a pretty good period of time at this point. And of course, since the podcast started, things have really kind of ramped up. But as it turns out, there are more people than you would think, or at least than we thought, in our immediate area that seem to be in this lifestyle. We're finding it out not just through sites like Cassidy, for example, where we meet like 99.9% of our friends, but as we start meeting these people and we do go to events that are in, you know, surrounding cities and that type of thing, we come in contact with more and more people. And then, of course, they have more and more friends. And this is a much larger community. The rub is for us because of the town we live in, the city in which we live. It's a very small community. It's not out in the open.
No, and that's it's really underground.
Yeah, that's really where the, I don't want to say the difficulty comes in. You just got to be, you're talking to the right people. You've got to be networking with the right people. And you'll find them when you're in these small towns. I mean, we've done it. So for those of you out there who are in, you know, towns of 40,000 people or less, once you start making some connections, I think you'll find as you network through that, you're going to meet a lot more people than you would imagine. As we intimated in that last episode when we went to our third swinger party, we met three couples who live in our subdivision.
Right.
So they're out there, folks. You just got to network.
Yep.
That's absolutely what it is.
For sure. Next, we need to give a big shout out to our friend D.
D is an ardent listener to the show. The guy's amazing.
So this guy emails us every single week after he listens to our episode, always with very nice things to say, usually about how sexy my voice is, which I think is the nicest thing in the entire world. Also slightly ridiculous in my opinion, but still very appreciated.
He's a huge fan.
Yeah. I mean, my voice is annoying to me, but I think that's probably everyone. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think I sound great either. I get compliments all the time from people. I don't really understand it.
No, you have a great, like, radio voice.
Yeah, I just don't hear it.
But D is fantastic to us. He is always so great with feedback and just incredibly supportive. And so we just wanted to give him a quick shout out and say thank you so much.
Yeah, he's awesome. He listens to the podcast as soon as it goes up and we get an email from him like if the podcast is 50 minutes long, he emails us in 51 and a half minutes,
it's awesome.
Which is awesome. We love that guy.
Yes. Thank you, D. All right. Next, we have a story from, we're just going to call him TNC.
Yep.
TNC sent us this story. Hey, I just thought I'd share a few thoughts with you. My wife and I have been swinging for about 5 years. We started late. We just celebrated our 40th wedding anniversary. We may be about done with the lifestyle, but it's possible that your podcast has given us enough hope that we'll continue a little longer. Here's the rub. We're not spring chickens anymore. More and more, we're finding it difficult to make good connections. In the last few years, we've noticed that the field of potential partners has really gotten lousy. We get it. We're outside our prime years. The field is small, and as people get older, they seem to take less care of themselves physically. Seems to us that as people get older, especially if they're swinging, they need to be working on their physical attributes as much as possible and not letting themselves go to hell. I digress. Thanks for broadcasting about single guys. We've had some really fun experiences with them, and in the future, we think we'll be turning back in that direction. Though we'd love to have sexy times and friendships with couples, it's just become impossible to find a right fit. My wife, C, has always felt a little bad about taking advantage of a hunky guy. She feels that I'm being left out. Not the case. Maybe your stories will encourage her to enjoy this style of play again. Thank you again, TNC.
You know, we talked about this, touched on it on one of the podcasts. You know, let's talk about the age thing for a minute.
Yes.
So first of all, we've been at a couple of events, and there have been couples well into their 60s, and we absolutely know for certain the last party we attended, there was a couple in their 70s, and they were having a blast.
For sure.
They were fun people. They were having a good time, and they've been to a couple of different events that we've attended now. So there is no age limit in this lifestyle. And let me say this without giving away too much with the couple we just had our encounter with and have played with before. They're 50s and 60s. She is older than he. She's a 60-year-old woman, and she is sexy as fuck.
Oh my God, she's so hot.
So she is beautiful. She's got an amazing body. She is sexually driven, and I had an amazing time with her.
Right.
I mean, she's a blast, and you really like, you enjoy watching me with her.
Oh my God, it's my favorite. It's so hot to watch you two together. But to be fair, what they're talking about in this email is exactly why we enjoy this couple, because they keep themselves in great shape.
They're great looking.
They are, you know, they're older, but they don't seem older. Like, they're still fun and they're still active and they are still, you know, very sociable, and they're going out and they're going dancing. And, you know, so I think that there's something to say about being young at heart.
For sure.
That I would say that would be my first thing in regards to this email. And then the second thing is, you know, I think that as people get older, they assume that people like my age and in their 30s and even 40s are not going to be interested in them. I really have no age cutoff as long as somebody is fun and attractive to me.
Right.
Like, yeah, like you said, this woman is 60 and I want to make out with her every fucking time I see her, and I'm half her age.
Yeah, and you absolutely do make out with her, and he is in his late 50s and he's a great looking dude. Looks like a goddamn movie star.
Yeah, he totally does.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I think, you know, no matter what age, I think that there's something you can find in this lifestyle. For those of you who think that you're maybe over your, you know, what they say, they're not spring chickens anymore. If you're not you're not spring chickens anymore, I would say get on Cassidy. You'd be shocked at the number of people in their 50s and 60s on Cassidy.
Absolutely. And there are events. We actually came in contact with an event in another city 3 hours from where we live. Apparently they have, they throw events that are age range driven. 30, you know, the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, they throw events that are driven by age groups,
yeah.
Which probably is happening in larger metropolitan areas much more often than ours. But we're here to tell you, 50s, 60s, I mean, we've had some amazing times with folks in their 50s. I'm 48. I'm on the cusp of 50. And we've played with people older than myself and have had an amazing time. They're a great time.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And I think there's probably a lot of people out there like me that are attracted to that kind of mature,
for sure.
You know, mature couple. I think that's one of the reasons we love playing with this couple, is because it's like, it's not drama. They're just...
Even the single guys. I mean, the success that we have really had, that you've certainly have had, has been with the guys who have been a drop older. Your current playmate is my age. He's 48.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, totally. So something to be said there. But either way, go after those hunky guys. Have an amazing time. And thank you guys so much for your email. Next, we are going to tell a cautionary tale from two of our favorite people. These are also people that email us all the time. They're on our Twitter page. They are so supportive of us. They are the nicest couple in the world. And for these purposes, we will call them W and S.
Yeah.
So their cautionary tale. The couple that introduced us to the lifestyle planned a weekend getaway with another couple, essentially a six-some. We were all mutually attracted to each other. The male in question and I were close, and he adored my wife. So I hooked up with his wife, a lovely and gracious lady in every sense, and he and my wife and the wife of the other couple were in a separate room for a threesome. I was happy for him. However, he was so enraptured with the thought of finally having a go with my wife and the other lady that he could not perform. I spent a lovely session with his wife, and it was incredible. One of the best swaps I've had in my life. We concluded, and I wandered into the den and relaxed with a bourbon and chatted with his wife. We were interrupted by my wife and the other wife coming up the stairs giggling and trying to hide it. They explained that he simply could not get it up and perform despite their valiant efforts to awaken his libido. They finally excused themselves and joined us upstairs. To this day, he is not asked to swing again with us. I am vexed as I feel his pain and embarrassment, but my time with his wife was so damn mind-blowing. He remains a friend, but his ego took a hit. I think it was a sensory overload on his part. Too much stimulation from two lovely ladies overrode his capacity. It has become legend in our lifestyle circle. We still have weekends with the third couple, but he no longer pursues my wife. I think he has developed a mental block due to the embarrassment. I would welcome it, but his ego took a big hit that weekend. So yeah, anyway, and then he says, you know, change our names on air, which we did.
So, you know, I actually had the opportunity to correspond with W on this particular subject. He reached out, I reached out to him, and we kind of had a conversation. And, you know, I obviously read the email, and he and I corresponded about it. And what I got from this was pretty simple. The gentleman in question just built this thing up too much.
Oh, for sure.
He totally psyched himself out.
Yep.
And I think there's a way to absolutely get him to dip his toe back in the pool if that's something they really want to do. I think if W, or actually S in this particular case, were to perhaps, you know, engage him a little bit and make it clear that she's interested.
Yeah, that it's not that big of a deal. I mean, really, yeah. If you just communicate with him about it and say, you know, hey, it's really not that big of a fucking deal.
No, not at all. And, you know, he definitely got in his own head. And really he just let it overtake him. And he can come back from this. They can absolutely get him back in the game. And I think if S in this particular case really is maybe slightly more the aggressor and doesn't even need to talk about what happened before, just kind of take it from, you know, from there. I mean, he can redeem himself for sure. He was just so attracted to her and so probably excited in the moment, it just got the better of him.
Well, it kind of makes me think of our 2-Minute Man, Jay.
Oh,
same
for sure.
Type of thing. I mean, obviously different performance issue, but if you haven't listened to that podcast yet, we played with a single guy who came in like maybe 2 minutes for me
seconds.
Sucking his cock. Yeah. And then, you know, tried to get hard again to fuck me, and he just couldn't, and it was like, oh my god, like frustrating. And I feel bad. I really do feel bad about this one, because I wish that we had worked a little bit harder to give him a second chance and redeem himself, because I think if we had reached out and really communicated to him again, like, hey, it's really not that big of a deal, we should have another go at it, I think he would have.
For sure. And he was just super embarrassed.
He was, but we didn't pursue it on our end, because no. It was like, the first experience was so meh, meh.
Well, we did, I mean, he and I email or text a couple of times. I got the impression, though, that it was just a bit much for him, and he didn't really I guess he didn't know how to come back from that, although we never made a big deal of it.
No.
You know, even that, at that time, we were like, hey, listen, no big deal. You know, we got to get together again. I mean, it wasn't, you know, we didn't make an issue of it.
Very true. And I'm sure that kind of stuff happens all the time in the lifestyle. Like,
for sure.
All the time.
For sure. And listen, guys out there, anything can happen, right? We know it's much more difficult for men in terms of performance than it is for women. There are a whole lot of other things you can be doing if you can't get it up for whatever reason.
We just had this conversation with the podcaster that we're going to have on here in a couple weeks. Everyone thinks that sex means penis in vagina.
Yeah, it's got to be intercourse. It's got to be penetration. That's not the case.
It doesn't. Like, and I wish Jay from the 2-Minute Man episode had realized that, like, he totally could have gone down on me and made me come that way, and I would have been just fine with that.
Yeah,
you know
absolutely.
What I mean? Or, like, digital stimulation. And there's so many different things that you can do to still have fun sex without having a hard cock.
Well, yeah. And again, it's the lead up to it also, right? Had he decided to, hey, I really want to pursue this again. Would you guys mind entertaining the idea of us getting together again? There could have been some flirty and, you know, contact between you two, and could have been any number of things leading up to that. And, you know, he obviously could have been better prepared.
Yes, for sure. Yeah. But thank you guys, W&S, so much. You are too good to us and we adore you.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Now we have some comments from N. She says, Brenna and Brian, thanks so much for putting yourself out there with the podcast. I, this is N, have listened to all of them in the last several days. We have been in the lifestyle for nearly 18 months, and it has been very sexy and intense for our relationship, all in a good way. We began with couples, but both decided the scenario with a single guy was our biggest turn on. We have struggled a little bit, to be honest with that, because at times, lifestyle friends seem to think that was a bit out of the norm. Ironic, I know. Anyhow, your description of your first hot wife encounter was perfect for me to hear. I feel the same way and think the hottest thing I have experienced is seeing my husband's face when I'm with another man who has turned me on. I'm sure you get tons of these, but wanted to say thanks. Made me feel even better about our path.
Yeah, listen, I continue to say it. It is the most intense, the most erotic thing for me to know that you have been with someone else or having, you know, being able to listen to you with someone else, that kind of thing. That hot wife experience is the most incredible for me. We have played with a number of couples now, and I'd say it's 50-50 between the couples that do and do not entertain single guys, and the ones that do really enjoy it.
Yes, they do. Yeah, but I do think that there's a fair number of people out there. I mean, N lays it out here that there's people in the lifestyle who are like, oh, wait, you play with single guys?
Right.
Like, why?
Well, but it's understandable, right? We get it. We understand why. Because we've run into single guys that make you think, wow, why the fuck would anyone entertain the idea of taking you home? So we understand. We get it. But finding the right person is really the recipe.
It's the juice is worth the squeeze for us,
sure.
Anyway.
For
like,
sure.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. We've gone through a lot of different avenues. I mean, we've done Tinder and we've done Cassidy and we've done.
Well, the idea, I mean, like your current playmate, I probably corresponded with 10 or 12 guys just through text alone before they ever get the opportunity to communicate with you at all.
Yeah.
And then once they get to you, you make that really the final determination whether it's somebody you even want to engage with. And I mean, it's probably 20 guys by the time we get to one.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. It's absolutely tough. There's a lot of boxes to check because this is not just a, for me, I'm not desperate to find a single guy.
Right.
This, like, I get to have sex with you anytime I want, and you're like the hottest, most amazing guy ever to me. So I'm not like, oh my God, I need to find a single guy to have sex with. This is one of those situations where it's like, I am going to wait to find the right guy.
Well, we're also looking for the guy that you play with regularly, like what we've currently found. And that means you have to check many more boxes.
Oh, for sure.
This is not a kind of thing where we're going out to our local, you know, local bar, restaurant, and we're going to pick up, you know, somebody and, you know, we're going to have a one night thing and have a good time. That's not what this is.
Right.
This is a situation where it's got to be someone, especially because you're going to play with them alone. There, you've got to check a lot of boxes, man. You've got to be charming as well as attractive. You've got to be well-spoken. You've got to be a gentleman. You know, there are a lot of different components that go into that.
Yes.
And it's a challenge, but like you said, definitely worth it once you find it.
Yes, absolutely. The next one is not something I'm going to read. We're going to recount it. And I wasn't even going to throw it in on this episode. And I kind of just decided to. So I'm throwing a little curveball in here, Brian. Sorry. Okay. But on Instagram, we had a gentleman reach out to us. And it's a little bit of a cautionary story. And I wanted to share it because I think the number of people that reach out to us about getting into the lifestyle is astounding. I mean, it's almost daily.
Well, the question of how do I get my significant other into the lifestyle? We get that a lot. And our answer to that is simple. You don't. You're either on the same page or you're not. You're not going to trick or cajole somebody into doing this if it isn't innately in them to want to do it.
Right. Well, you shouldn't anyway, because it'll be disastrous.
Well, and we just had a conversation with our couple friend that had an experience with another couple where that was very obvious, where she was absolutely not as into it as he was, and it was a very awkward situation for them.
Yeah, it's just not fun. And plus, you don't want to be, you know, complicit in that. Like, if it's something that makes that person uncomfortable, how shitty are you if you then help with that? That just feels yucky.
Yeah.
But this is a little bit different of a situation. So the gentleman who reached out to us was feeling pretty bad because he and his significant other had a couple friends. So the four of them would go do stuff all together. They'd go to concerts and they'd go to dinner and all sorts of stuff. And there was always kind of that underlying sexual tension, but none of them ever talked about it. And he certainly never talked to his wife about it.
Right.
Until one night when they were all out together and they were very intoxicated and they ended up all swapping. And he was shocked and very disappointed by how much his wife enjoyed being with the other guy.
Yeah.
And kind of wanted, his question was really like, how do we come back from this? Can we still, like, is there a possibility that we can swing since she seems to really like it and I'm not really that into it? Like, where did we go wrong in all of this? And there's so many things.
Well, I don't see. Okay. So you didn't tell me that we were talking about this. So I'm not sure if we're talking about the same couple that you and I discussed the other day. So is this the gentleman who was really concerned because his wife or significant other really enjoyed this guy because he was much more well endowed than he is?
Yep.
Yeah. See, this is the kind of thing where this is where you run into trouble because you didn't have this conversation before. So you never had a conversation with your wife or your gal about what she needed, wanted, fantasized about, what you were okay with, what your limits were. That's where the communication piece is paramount in this.
Yes.
Listen, kudos. You guys had a great night out. The four of you went out, had a great time, and you swap partners. High five. However, it's the buyer's remorse the next day that kicks in when you don't have these really, I mean, just important honest conversations. These are the conversations. It's like you really don't want to jump in the pool when you haven't had that chat, you know? And this is an unfortunate situation because this guy now, he feels really inadequate.
Yes.
And I feel really bad for the guy, which it's unfortunate, but he has to have a very honest conversation with her now.
Well, it sounds like he has, but I think that there's a couple other things besides just the communication that we need to touch on here. First of all, we have talked about it time and time again with the swingers parties that we go to. We highly recommend staying away from the booze or at least only having a couple of drinks.
Yeah, once you get to the point where you've had enough alcohol that you are, you know, your actions are now questionable. You're now, you know, you have inhibited yourself. You're not 100% in control. It's like you're making decisions that you would not ordinarily make. You've had too much to drink and you've got to take a step back.
That's a recipe for disaster, not only because you're not able to make good decisions for you and your partner, but also for safety reasons. You can't just be, you know, fucking a woman who's super drunk. That is a horrible idea.
Whether your partner is there or not doesn't matter.
No.
That's a situation where you're getting yourself into potentially a bad spot.
Legal issues, you know, moral issues.
Well, morally, I mean, it's like, you know, hey, I really feel like if you got two couples like this, one couple could be more intoxicated, I'm using air quotes here, than the other. And then all of a sudden it's like, hey, I really feel like you guys took advantage of us last night or took advantage of a situation. And not only do you then ruin a relationship and a friendship, but then you've got this potential moral issue you've got to deal with and hopefully not a legal one.
Yeah, exactly. So you know, we just recommend staying away from the booze. But yeah, like you said, open communication. None of this is possible from our perspective if you haven't sat down and been very honest about what it is that you want and need.
We are in a situation, we're in such a place that there is not a scenario that I can envision. I think you probably would agree. I think I could speak for you as well. I don't think there's a scenario that I can envision where we would not have already had a conversation about it. And if in some case, or whatever the case may be, by some miracle, we haven't had a conversation about it, it certainly isn't anything that we can't have a conversation about and, you know, come to grips with. I cannot even imagine what that would be.
No, because I feel 100% accepted by you and loved by you. And so I know that anything that I said to you would be like, you know, you may not agree with everything that I say, but you're certainly not going to be angry with me for bringing it up or have hurt feelings or anything like that. So it's just,
you know, we also have an inordinate amount of communication. I mean, we don't put ourselves in a situation where we're going to run into a problem.
No.
You know, now we can't foresee what the other couple is going to do, but we certainly know between us, we don't have that issue.
Yeah. So if you are considering getting into swinging, our very first, the most basic thing that we can tell you is sit down and have a conversation.
With each other. You got to have a conversation.
And be 100% honest. Be vulnerable. It's fucking hard. It is hard sometimes to be vulnerable.
Yeah. Well, listen, we did have this conversation with our guest that we interviewed, our new friend. We had this conversation with him because we asked some very pointed, interesting questions, I think. And we asked him his opinion on what it's like getting into the lifestyle and how do you talk to your significant other. And he mentioned something I thought was really interesting. If you have not had a conversation with your partner about this, whether you are the male or female in a couple, but you feel strongly that this is something that you need to have a non-monogamous, consensual, non-monogamous relationship, you need to be prepared for the consequences. You need to be prepared for that relationship to end. And as he said, before you ask these questions, have you asked yourself, are you prepared for this relationship to come to an end? Because that may very well be what ends up happening. Because you might not be able to come back from that question. Your partner might not be able to come back from those questions. So you've got to be prepared for that. If you feel like that's something you really need in your life and in your relationship, you've got to be ready for that.
Yeah.
You know?
Hopefully that's not the case. You know, hopefully you're able to at least compromise and come to some sort of agreement and then have ridiculously hot, mind-blowing sex with a bunch of swinger friends like we have.
Yeah.
We highly recommend that route.
Well, more than anything, it's the hot, mind-blowing, insane sex that we have.
Right.
After those encounters.
For sure.
We have a great time with our friends, but we have a fucking phenomenal time with each other afterwards.
Yeah.
This, and we'll talk about it.
Because you're super sexy pants.
Well, no, you are. And we'll talk about more of it after we have released, or maybe during when we release that episode. But the sex we had the night we had that interview with this particular podcaster, because Horny Pants over here wants to bang this guy so badly. It was fucking insane. It was absolutely insane. I had to text the guy and thank him. It was so hot.
It was really hot.
So you've got to really put all of that into perspective. So go out and have fucking hot sex with everybody. Just go crazy.
Maybe just don't be so uptight, some of you.
Yeah, don't. Yeah. Just, yeah. Get the stick out of your ass. Have a good time.
Or
put the stick in your ass. Whatever works. But don't be so fucking uptight.
We have our very last question from our friend P. So P asks, hey guys, any advice on how to spot fakes or flakes? We have been wanting to swing for a few months now, but feel that everyone online is full of shit. We don't live in an area with a big club, so we are wondering how you guys make it work.
Let me say this before we get started. We've talked about this a lot as it pertains to people asking us these types of questions. We are putting together a platform and a place where we are going to do a lot more of the educational type stuff that everyone has been asking for. We have put really none of that in this particular podcast about, you know, with the questions.
No, we really like talking about sex too much.
Yeah, we really try to stay away from the preachy and the teachy kind of stuff. But we are putting a platform together. You can start, you know, we'll be looking out for that very soon. And that's going to be on a very different platform than this podcast. This podcast is for entertainment. It's for us to relive and recount our hot times is what this is basically. And to bring some, you know, some folks on like our podcast buddy. To entertain you. So with this particular question, this would be something that we would kind of hold off and do on our other platform, I think, once we get to that point. However, we get asked this a lot.
Yeah, for sure.
This is not unusual.
Well, we can give a couple of quick things.
Yeah, for sure. I think let's talk about the single guys for a second. One thing that we've realized here very quickly as it pertains to whether they are fake and phony, whether they're real, you know, you've got to ask some very pointed questions. For sure. However, it's really their initial contact that tells me a lot.
Yep.
If it's a question like, what are you into? Before you ever ask, hey, how are you doing? My name is so-and-so. Thank you so much for reaching out. If it's, what are you into? Are you bi? These kind of questions are, they're remedial. And if you're only going to ask a one or two or three word question, we're not going to have any more conversation with you. I literally don't respond to them. If you don't answer, you know, or if you don't reach out to us, you know, cogently and in a respectful manner with, you know, a little bit of banter, we don't even go any further.
No, I would say from the couple's perspective, like people typically, we were just having this conversation with our couple friends, about the different sites.
Yeah.
Some of them are shit.
Yeah.
Any of the ones that are free. yeah. Are probably going to be shit. Yeah. I don't know of a single free site out there that's like a really solid one for meeting couples.
No.
That doesn't cost, you know, I said free. Yeah. The free ones are shit is my point.
Yeah.
Cassidy, like we've said, I know that we're partners with them and so we're promoting them, but truly, you know, you get what you pay for. And with Cassidy, putting in a little bit of investment gets you a lot of return because there's not, we haven't run into fakes on Cassidy at all. We have run into some flakes, but not fakes.
We've not run into a single fake couple or single on Cassidy. Now, you're going to find people on all platforms that are less than what you're looking for various reasons. But what we absolutely can tell you is that all the people we've encountered, at least on Cassidy, are legitimately people. They're either a couple because they present themselves as a couple, or they're a single, but no one has actually been phony to this point.
No.
You know, we have encountered them. Those folks are out there. You know, there's a lot of guys, gals, whoever, that will present themselves as a couple. And as it turns out, they're not. And for us, you know, if we make plans to meet someone, whether it's a single or a couple, if you flake on us, we're finished. We don't.
Yeah, we've kind of learned our lesson with that. And I mean, I would say for the most part, and there's a difference between flaking altogether and like, you know, rescheduling, which shit happens, life happens, and you have to be mindful of that. But I mean, if you just have people that are like continuously, you know, not meeting up with you when they say they're going to, or making up these bullshit excuses over and over and over again, like you at some point have to walk away from that.
Right.
I would say on the flip side, something to really keep in mind, like something I look for when I'm looking at Cassidy profiles is have pictures on there, not one, pictures on there.
Right.
And the other thing that pisses me off that some people do on Cassidy is like, if you're a couple, don't just put a bunch of naked pictures of the woman on Cassidy.
Right.
I want to see what the guy looks like. Yes, I'm bisexual. Yes, I love making out with women and licking their pussies too. But I want to see the hot guys.
Yeah, listen, that's the other thing. Don't, like you said, if you're a legitimate couple, have pictures of yourselves together. Make sure that you see pictures of the couple in the same frame. That's a big deal.
Yep.
And then, of course, you know, be diligent. Make sure that when you see the other pictures when they're solo, that's the same fucking people. Also, make sure that those pictures don't look like they're 10 and 12, 15 years apart. Make sure they're legitimate and up-to-date pictures. We've run into this before. We saw pictures of a couple online. We met them in person. The pictures were 6 and 8 years old. They didn't even look the same anymore.
Yeah, I mean, we could go on for literally an hour about Cassidy profiles and both how to create them or how to stay away from bullshit, you know, profiles that you probably don't want to have much to do with. And we may do that at some point, but hopefully that was just a couple of quick tips to get you started get you fucking.
Yeah, well, listen, and use the one thing that absolutely, for me, has always worked well, and that's your instinct. If you instinctually feel like something is bullshit, then it probably is. You know, use your instinct and ask the questions.
Yes, absolutely. This has been so much fun. That's it. That's all we have for you guys. We've had so many more questions and really nice compliments and feedback on the show. And we may share additional ones later in the future. But
we will for sure. We're going to have to. We have so many of them.
We have so many. And some of them are so nice. The nicest compliments we receive, honestly, the ones that warm my heart just because I'm, you know, a slut like this, are the people that are like, you guys have helped us have hotter sex. Or like, because of you, I got super horned up and went home and gave it to my wife for 2 days. Like, that's fucking phenomenal.
And the one couple that reached out to us, and unfortunately, we didn't do that. We didn't put that question or that comment on here. They were out of the lifestyle and got back into it because they listened to our podcast.
Yeah.
It just reinvigorated them.
That is fucking cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. If we could get you guys fucking, that's what we're doing here.
That is, I mean, honestly, we did not expect to be that, you know, awesome when we started this podcast. We were just going to talk about some sex.
Yeah.
To know that we're helping people have better sex, like, that makes me feel fucking awesome.
Yeah, that's a big deal for us. So thank you, everybody who's written to us and commented and really just keeps on listening. We've been reached out to by some folks that said we binged listened to all the episodes like in 2 days. Like, holy shit. That's a lot of knowledge. That's a lot of information.
That's a lot of sex.
Yeah.
You guys listen to a lot of our sex lives in a very short amount of time. I don't know how you did that. But.
And you know, and I'm really excited about what's coming up the next, you know, 2 months of information we're going to be providing in terms of our episodes are just going to be so much fun.
2019 in general is going to be so fun for Front Porch Swingers. So, you know, please continue to listen. I think things are only going to get bigger and better and more awesome from here. But the reason for that is because of you guys. And why we wanted to do this episode as a thank you to you for listening, for supporting us, for reaching out, for following us on Twitter, on Instagram. I mean, the amount of support we've received is mind blowing, and you guys are just fucking awesome.
Yeah, we've got thanks to everyone who's listened, and thanks to the people who have said such great things about us and commented about us publicly. We have a lot more potential partners coming on board that's only going to benefit our listeners. We're going to have a lot of cool stuff to give away, lots of information to provide, and lots of very cool events that we're going to be going to, and stuff we're going to be putting on ourselves.
For sure. So, yeah. As always, thank you guys very, very much.
Thanks, everybody.
If you're anything like us, when we first started swinging, we really had no idea where to begin. And it can be really intimidating. And we have a great recommendation for you, which is to join Cassidy.com. Cassidy is a huge online platform that includes so many sexy swingers in your area, plus lots of local events to keep you up to date on all things lifestyle. And if you join Cassidy, you can find our community, Front Porch Swingers, and keep up with everything we are doing as well. So make sure you check out Cassidy.com today.